There's over 20,000 inpatients every year going through the hospital. It's the seventh largest hospital in the state. Now, based on the number of inpatients going through the hospital, Letterkenny would have the lowest budget allocation of any hospital in the state and the lowest allocation of medical staff. And that, of course, contributes to the scenario where people's dignity, frankly, is taken away by being on trolleys.
The theory here is people with acute illnesses go to hospital. If they need further treatment in a less acute setting, they're transferred to a community nursing unit or they're transferred to a community hospital. The reality you're seeing more and more is that the beds aren't available in the community setting for that to happen.
That's Craig Donnell and myself and Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who sits on the West Northwest Health Forum. We met with the INMO recently in Donegal to get a sense of, you know, what is the situation in the hospital and what are the potential solutions. And what they pointed to was within the community care system, particularly in terms of elderly people, we need to ensure that there is a support for them to return home. We certainly need to strengthen our community hospital infrastructure. You know, there's no doubt that in terms of the resources given to the hospital, be it the budget, be it nurses, and in terms of the resources available in the community, it isn't up to standard. What I'm calling for at this stage is that Sean Murphy, the manager of the hospital, and John Hayes, manager of the HSE Community Services, they come together and work out a solution that doesn't leave a situation where we have our elderly and we have our seriously ill sitting on trolleys and corridors. Of course, we'll be raising it with the Minister for Health, Leo Varadkar, as soon as the doll returns tomorrow.